science is supposed to be the tool with which you can unscrew the universe, but disc science is only fit for the disc. It'd be closed, stagnant. Try to imagine a sophisticated disc astronomer trying to figure our sort of universe. The disc is only good for religions. Silver dialed herself another bowl of goo. When she looked back, Kin was shrugging out of her suit.
Do you think that is wise?
Almost certainly not, said Kin, swaying slightly as a swell caught them. But I'm damned if I'm going to sweat in there all day long. I'd give a handful of days for a hot bath. She walked naked towards the water and stopped abruptly as another swell nearly made her miss a footing. On an island. Marco dived out of the sky, screaming in Kung. A wave washed over Kin's feet, and as she turned, the next one came in waist-high and knocked her over. Through stinging spray, she saw Silver and the dumbwaiter rocket out of the surf. Cold water rolled over her. She groped in the green, ear-blocking light and managed to grab the fabric of the suit. It dragged at her as the dead weight of the lift belt pulled it down. Beside her, the water exploded into bubbles. Marco thrashed past, and there was a horrible moment before the suit pulled again upwards. Silver was waiting. As the suit came up, with Kin gripping it desperately, she drifted closer. Marco surfaced in a rosette of foam.
No! He screamed. Height! Get height! We're too near the sea!
The grim pantomime started again 200 metres up. With Silver holding Kin by the shoulders and Marco arranging the suit, they managed to slot her into the lower section, then forced her freezing arms into the sleeves. The inner thermal suit clicked on. By the time Kin was fit to talk, the inside of the suit was a Turkish bath.
Thanks, Marco, she said. You know, I never would have had the intelligence to switch. Look below, said the Kung.
They looked. A shadow moved under the sunlit waves, a big turtle, island-sized, with four paddle legs and a head the size of a small house. As they watched, it flapped lazily into the depths.
I saw it wake, said Marco. I had been pondering the regularity of the legs, wondering if they were shoals, and then one moved. No doubt it makes a practice of this, and feeds on the unfortunates who light fires on its shell.
A carapace length of 100 metres, mused Silver. Remarkable. Do such exist on Earth, Kin?
No, said Kin, through chattering teeth. Enough of this scientific chit-chat, said Marco. We must make speed for the nearest landmass. Silver, will you look yonder? About out by right, middle heaven, I only see a dot.
Silver turned her suit.
It's a bird, she said. Black, possibly a raven.
Then at least we cannot be far from land, said Marco. I was afraid it was a dragon.
They switched the belts to maximum horizontal motion and headed on. Imperceptibly, Marco pulled ahead, so that they travelled in delta formation. Kin assisted by slowing her suit fractionally and noticed that Silver had done the same. Marco the Kung was in command. After a while, he started to climb, the others following obediently. Below, the disc unfolded. At their old height, Kin could have believed they were on a globe, but now the disc spread out below them for what it was. A lunatic map, a madman's great circle projection. Cloud and the opacity of the air were the only barriers to vision. Kin could see the far rim of the disc, a darker line against the sky. And from that distant confusion of earth and sky, two white horns grew and spread outward. The waterfall, the ocean fall, encircling the disk like a snake. There was a hurricane building up off the coast of Africa. As Kin climbed, she watched the frozen spiral of cloud, fascinated. She had seen worlds from space, but the disk was different, and it was big. She was used to thinking in terms of millions, and the disk, spinning through space inside its own private universe, had sounded small. Seen from a few hundred miles up, it was huge, real. It was the light years of nothingness that were small and meaningless. It was enough now just to stare.
Note the circles of disturbance in the ocean, said Marco.
Kin suggests there is something the matter with the mechanism that recirculates the seawater, said Silver.
Logical. Certainly I feel increased admiration for a people who face all this in small boats with no air support.
Silver said,
Seeing the disc like this, one feels one would be nervous of setting foot on it again.